Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Quantum Sight recently won the global startup competition Slingshot by Enterprise Singapore. The biotech startup from the United States' key value proposition is that it has an artificial intelligence integrated solution that provides more accurate test results for cancer patients, which allow for better assessment of treatment options for the patients. We find out more on Health Suites next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. I'm joined on the phone today by Bernardine Lim, Chief Commercial Officer and Co-Founder, Quantum Sight. Welcome to the show, Bernardine.
Thank you so much, Clarissa. So happy to be on the show.
It's a pleasure for us to have you. Now let's jump right in. Give us an overview of what Quantum Sight does.
Okay, so I think what I'm going to start off first is I'll talk a little bit of the technical stuff and then I'll talk more generally. So I'll start off technical now. So Quantum Sight platform consists of hardware, software, and consumables. It's an AI-integrated tissue dissection platform that seamlessly straddles digital and molecular pathology. The platform detects, isolates, and extracts tumor content using our proprietary print-based technology to allow for precise dissection of tissue, providing pure cellular data for downstream analysis. So basically, in layman's terms, what exactly does Quantum Sight do? Globally, about 25% of all cancer patients are unable to get a conclusive diagnosis with today's current technology. Quantum Sight has developed a platform that is able to overcome this big problem. And how do we do that? We do that by extracting sufficient data so that the medical community can provide their patients with concrete treatment options. That's basically it in a nutshell.
Okay, now one of the problems I'm going to assume with cancer is there's so many different kinds of cancers. There's so many different permutations of what you refer to as the data, and I suppose the layman will just be cells.
So does that... you're right on.
Right? So what you're saying is that you are able to break down that huge amount of data, all those variations, to come up with a better way to, well, is it better way to test or better way to give us an answer?
Okay, so what we're able to do is to basically take out all that garbage, right? So basically, you know, in a biopsy sample, you have very, very healthy cells mm-hmm. out there, and then you have the disease cells. So with today's technology, when the technician is scraping, he's scraping out healthy and diseased cells, and then he throws it into the tube for sequencing.
Right.
The problem with that is there's a lot of garbage data in there, right? And you know what it means, right? Garbage in, garbage out. So what it means is there's so much data that is unnecessary. What we're able to do is we're able to filter out. Our technology is able to do is we isolate only the regions that the pathologist is giving us instructions to do. That means basically the disease cells. We isolate those cells, and those cells then go into the sequencing, which means that that data that the pathologist is seeing for the first time is very powerful, is very pure, it's very precise data. So that's the difference between our technology and today's technology. Today's technology, they just scoop out a whole bunch of stuff, good and bad. All in there, they stick it into the sequencer. So therefore, that data is very muddy. You know, it's very muddy data.
Right. I understand that. Now, let's talk about you winning the Slingshot Competition 2021. What did that mean for you and your plans to take the company forward?
Wow. Yeah, no, that was fantastic. Winning Slingshot was absolutely amazing, completely unexpected. We never expected that, and it blew all of us away. One of our co-founders in Singapore, she was screaming with joy and crying at the same time, you know. So from our perspective, winning Slingshot has massively enhanced our profile in Singapore, right, and the rest of Asia. It has opened a lot of doors to strategic partners, so much easier to talk to prospective investors, but now they're coming to us, locking in commercial agreements, and most significantly, it has allowed us to accelerate our business plans significantly in Singapore and the region.
Okay, so yes, that was a big deal.
It's huge.
Game
We're
changer,
still talking
right?
about it every day. Game changer, yes. And you know what? We're just so excited that people actually are listening to our story because, you know, you hear about early detection and all that, but what about those super terminal cases? That's whom we're really trying to help. That's what we're after. We're trying to basically equalize, you know, the entire equation, give everybody a chance.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. I like it. Now, how useful was the grand prize? I mean, you know, it feels to me $250,000, which was the grand prize. It's a startup Singapore grant and 18 months of rent-free space at JTC Launchpad. How useful was the grand prize?
Oh, it's a significant windfall. First of all, it's undiluted, right? It's not equity. So it's a huge windfall for us. And we're able to carefully utilize the money to jumpstart our operations in Singapore. Mm-hmm. We have identified a few key recruits. And we're working also closely with Singapore General Hospital to ramp up commercialization activities, right? So having 18 months of free rent is just fantastic. And we're hoping to secure that contract for the office space as soon as possible.
Right. Well, you got to have space if you're going to start working, seriously.
Yeah, we got to show the system. We got to do demos. You know, people want to see it. They want to touch it.
They want to see it. They got to see it to believe it. I don't know. We've always been wired that way.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, our system is now at Singapore General Hospital, but, you know, I mean, with COVID, there's a lot of restrictions. You just can't walk into a pathology lab, right, and say, hey, I want to check out the system. Can't do that.
Right. So you need your own space, and I hope you sort that out soon.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Yep. Now,
we're working on it.
Good for you. Now, what do you believe sets Quantum Sight apart that led to this grand prize nod? This fascinates me because I'm sure you competed against equally brilliant ideas.
Oh yeah. No. The finalists were really, really an impressive crowd of companies. So what really set us apart was we think our platform has the ability to save lives through providing better information that's not currently available for doctors today. So that's a sense of urgency, you know, like the unmet need. Basically, it's the outcome for that 25% that we're addressing of cancer patients that doctors really just don't seem to have a good handle on, and they keep on coming back with inconclusive results. So we're able to take away those inconclusive results and now these doctors are able to get optimal treatment for their patients. This in itself is a huge differentiating feature. Moreover, our business model is scalable globally and provides a compelling value proposition for prospective investors. So they like that, right? We're able to really help those terminal patients.
Okay, I think I agree. I think what they liked was the fact that you can save lives. I think what they also liked was, you're right, you're scalable. And scalability is actually one of the biggest challenges of new businesses.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so you come from a successful career as an investment professional. Extensive experience in Asia, specializing in biomedtech and healthcare. What have you applied from what you learned in banking to your company today?
I think since we're a startup, my investment banking experience has really enabled us to raise funds from a variety of different types of investor groups to be able to allow a platform to be developed, to basically take an idea and to be able to pitch that, right? I'm very comfortable pitching our story to investors that don't really know what we're out about. I'm able to basically articulate to them the unmet need, the sense of urgency, and to get them to really, really see the potential very, very early on when we really had nothing, right? Just a piece of paper, just a story, you know, and to get people excited, right? And also because of the fundraising that I was able to do, we were able to commercialize our platform. And also, you know, with my co-founders, we were able to also ink deals with the likes of SGH, Mayo Clinic of the United States. And more importantly, we were also able to attract talent to Quantum Sight, right? To able to move us, our agenda to the next level. So hopefully, you know, with my experience in this business of basically managing people's money, I was able to get investors excited.
Right. I think that is actually very important as you spoke. But then it leads me to my next question. For someone with a brilliant idea and a potential business, how important would it be for them if they didn't have your skills of being able to pitch, understanding how to raise money, for them to actually find somebody who could help them do that?
Well, I think if the person is able to articulate his story, say let's say it's yourself. Mm-hmm. You have an amazing story and a technology that you think is able to help people out there. If you're able to pitch to me, if I do get excited and I tell other people and they're excited, then you have, you know, a proposition there. But if I'm not excited and the next guy next to me is not excited, then maybe you don't have much going on, right? So I think it comes down to, do you have something compelling that excites the listener to the investor, right? And for us, it was kind of difficult in a way because it's so technical, right? Mm-hmm, this mm-hmm. science is very technical. It's not like, you know, selling clothing, like, you know, or funky jewelry on Etsy, right? It's so much more, how do you call it? So much more niche, you know? It's like somebody that really needs to understand that cancer kills, right? And usually, like for us, it's people that have been impacted by cancer and are looking for something that can make a difference for cancer patients. And you try to connect with people that way. So I think that connection is important for what we have. Luckily, or maybe unfortunately, a lot of people have had loved ones that have been affected by cancer, so they can relate to what we're talking about.
Right.
So I think the rule here is to try to find that level of connection, because not everybody's going to connect with you immediately. Right? That's going to be what they call, you're going to be kissing a lot of frogs. you know what I'm saying, right? Before someone says, I get you.
In every sense of the word, I understand what you're saying.
Exactly.
We've all kissed many frogs on several levels, you know, professionally, personally, and hopefully we end up with not the frog.
Exactly. Yeah, we end up with the gem, right?
We hope.
Exactly. You know, so we're there to tell that story. And, you know, for me, as somebody who believes, I'm a believer, right? I'm a believer in our technology. I've seen the difference, right, between the doctors using our technology and not using our technology. And I love what we do. I think, how do you call that? It's more than money, you know, at least for me. It's more than just mere, oh, I want to make a huge ROI, right, which is some house investors talk. I think it's also about helping mankind, helping patients out there, you know, because sooner or later, a loved one, a girlfriend, a boyfriend could be affected by this, you know. So why not help a company that truly is doing something so, I don't know, altruistic, going out of its way to really help people.
Right. Now, we are Money FM 89.3, so we do value the ability to make money. However, right. When you can make money, feel passionate about what you do, and change lives, I think then that is a real win.
I think so, you know. I really think you get triple your money that way, right? Every dollar that you are making back, you're getting three times, because it's very fulfilling, you know?
Good for you. Now, what's next? I mean, we touched on the issue of scalability. What are your scalable plans in the near future?
Well, you know, we're in fundraising mode right now. I mean, the sense of urgency is really, we have a version one of our platform, which is, how do you call it? It's classified as commercial and available, but it's not fully automated, right? And fully integrated with the software. What we want to do is to be able to move it up to version two so that we can place it at quite a few different hospital sites throughout the world, both in the United States and in Asia, because we have quite a few customers that are ready for our platform to be placed at that site so that they can start running patient samples. We want to have that platform for them, right? So yeah, we're completely ready to scale.
All right. Well, we wish you all the very, very best of luck. And we hope that it is the game changer that it sounds like it is. Not that I hope that I ever need what you do, but if I ever do, I hope that it's available for me where I go for my medical care.
Well, think about SGH and SingHealth. You know, I think that the reason why we picked SGH and SingHealth is because it's not about an exclusive community of people. Mm-hmm. It's about truly helping patients, right? Because it's serving the public. So that was one of the key reasons why we really wanted to go, you know, and work with SGH SingHealth, because they serve the community, right? The Singapore community, you know, and so far it's been a fabulous partnership with SGH SingHealth,
right?
You know, I mean, they've been truly supportive, and hopefully, you know, patients out there that have difficult types of cancer can basically go to SGH. They have our system right there.
All right. Again, I hope that no one I know ever needs to, but if they do,
exactly.
then we know where to go. Thank you so much for this conversation. We've been speaking with Bernardine Lim, Chief Commercial Officer and co-founder of QuantumSight. Bernardine, thank you for the time and for the information. It has been a pleasure, and I really do wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you so much, Clarissa, for giving us this chance to tell our story.
It's a compelling story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.